Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. Real pleasure to have you with us here on the program. Also, what perfect timing to have our next guest here on Close Up Radio Live, tax coach Yulia Gordon of Add Just Accounting, located in Rockland County, New York. Perfect timing as we're getting our paperwork and our 1099s and W-2s and all the rest together and all the other things, investments and expenses, putting it all together, because before you know it, April will be here, which is, of course, the deadline for the taxes. Yulia has an undergraduate degree in accounting and business and a master's degree in taxation. She also has a wealth of experience to share. For about 10 years now, she has piloted her own firm, a consultancy that creates tax plans and retirement plans and financial plans for small businesses, entrepreneurs, and self-employed families as well. Yulia helps clients in many ways. She enlightens them about things that might be deductible but were never considered and ways to defray income from being taxable. It's a customized plan that involves a lot of questions and research to understand the individual, their business, their family, and everything they support personally and professionally. As a coach, she not only creates the strategic plan, but she also advises people on how to follow it. A good tax strategy can cut your bill by, listen to this, 80%. And that's huge, especially if it happens over and over for a few years. During this conversation exclusively on Close Up Radio Live, Yulia is going to talk about her experience, what she expects customers to know, and how to tackle the goals of different groups. For instance, the FIRE people, those seeking financial independence for early retirement. There is also water, wealth accumulation for independence and early retirement. There are people who like to take long, pricey vacations, people who either love stocks or fear their risks, and those who have an emotional attachment to their money. And then there are couples whose monetary concepts might not even match. She tries to help people secure themselves in any economy. It's my pleasure to welcome her live and direct again from Rockland County, New York. Yulia joins us here on the program, and it's a real pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us here on Close Up Radio Live. I look forward to our conversation. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Hi, Jim. It's actually a perfect introduction. You explain very well about what I do and how I can help people. That's great. Thank you very much for
Thank
having
you.
Me.
You're very, very welcome. It's our pleasure. And as I said, you know, we structure these, I like to structure these as conversations more than just interviews, because I think people really, they gravitate more to a good conversation. And we're going to have a nice one here about something very, very important, especially this time of the year. You're a tax coach and you're certified as well. Define for us, what is the work of a tax coach and how is it different than maybe a regular accountant or even a tax preparer?
Sure. Actually, like you said, it's conversational. You know, tax coach is actually talk to people a lot because we try to find out what's going on with the person, personal life, business, any income, everything, basically everything. So it's a lot of conversational and how a person behaves, what their goals, what they want to achieve in their life and then their business and financial independence path. So, yeah, it's like the same, like, personal coach and everything, you know, like, it's New Year. Every person makes a resolution. This year, I will lose, like, 15 pounds. How many of us do that without personal coach? No one, honestly. Maybe few, I don't know. But honestly, if you start to work with coach, you definitely will reach your, like, you know, achieve your resolution for this year. The same with tax coach. We not just prepare the taxes on or prepare the strategy for person. We are on a constant communication. We look every month what's going on, how a person, like how taxpayer follows their plan, and we help to adjust that and see if we are on right on the target by the end of the year. But as you said, actually, the tax season just about to begin. It's kind of a little bit too late for 2023, you know, but it's perfect to start for this year from, like, the beginning, you know, like, and start to plan for this year. We still can adjust something on 2023, but it's, like, again, like, the same as a personal coach in gym. You have to work on your goals starting from the year.
Now, you're, as I mentioned in the introduction, exactly, there's always, it's never too late to get things together that can help you with your taxes. And that's where, as a coach, you're an expert who guides them, mentors them, inspires them, informs them, educates them on different things that they can do now and different ways that they can go about, you know, having the taxes, so that when you do meet with your accountant and your tax preparer, you're already set up. You have everything lined up, all your paperwork. You know what's going to be happening, what to expect. So it's like having a coach throughout the year in a way that can be very, very beneficial. So when, again, you have that tax appointment with your accountant or your preparer, you're all set and you're ready to go. You live in Rockland County, as I mentioned, and practice in New York State. Can you also help clients who live or work in other states? And is it primarily businesses you're working with, or are you also working one-on-one with individuals that you coach as well?
Yes, of course, I work with businesses and individuals, but, you know, like when a person has their own businesses, it's more way to help and structure the business and situation, like better. When people just have W-2, it's less flexibility for tax planning, but there's still retirement planning, there could be investment planning, there's a lot. Tax coach, it's not just like tax accountant. We look on like whole system, whole financial system, your residence, your investments, your portfolio for retirement accounts, everything basically. And yes, since I certified by IRS like enrolled agent and I certified like a tax coach, I can work with any state. And basically now with all technology available, virtually you can reach any person in any state you want. So yes, I can help anyone from different parts of our country.
And like you said, you can work with individuals and you work with companies and businesses, large and small, right?
I don't work with very large companies. That could be more, you know, like because I'm also a small business owner. I have like limited liability for like working for this big company. Big company require a team who can help. I have financial planners. I have bookkeepers who can help. And we work mostly with medium size and small businesses and with individuals who wants to invest, especially real estate investors, because for real estate investors, we have great plans. We have great loopholes and tax advantages. That's the best thing what people can invest. It's a little bit sometimes complicated, but it's what we are here for you. Why are
right,
we here for
exactly.
you, like, to help with that.
Yes, and so many people now, they're gig workers and freelance workers, independent contractors, self-employed, and that brings a whole new way of taxes being prepared and also different things that you have to work through during the course of the year when you're pretty much working for yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. That's actually the people who need tax planning the most, as self-employed and gig workers and everything, because that people mostly they moved from that 9-to-5 and they start to be independent and start to work by themselves, but they never did, like, they know what they do, their profession, but they probably not so much knowledgeable in accounting and tax and even the finance. And again, we can help them to reach exactly what they want, that financial independence, and to be by their own bosses, still have time for family and impact their surroundings and community to bring something good. And we help not only them, we help them to help others.
Which is perfect. I love that. Tell us some of the positions you've held along the way in your accounting career as well. And I hear you were once even at and worked with the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS. What is different now, and why did you decide to branch out even on your own and start your own company, Adjust Accounting LLC?
Actually, I used to be a lawyer, and I had a law degree. And when I came to United States, I work in financing, investing banking, and I work for government in economic crime investigation. So I had forensic accounting training. So basically, I decided to go with accounting, and I decided to go with law a little bit because taxation is a law. So I work mostly for small business owners in the beginning when I work a little bit with tax preparation in international tax for Morgan Stanley. And when I decided that I can help more people to build their wealth, because we are in difficult economic situation, but it's still a lot of possibility around what people don't see just because they maybe don't have time to read and a lack of some basic knowledge, which I can help to bring them and help them to, even in that very difficult time and economic situation, to be in good financial standing. But I didn't work with IRS. That's just like a little bit misunderstanding. I didn't work for IRS. I work with IRS constantly because I am taxpayer representative. I have my power attorney. We have special line of communication with IRS. So whenever taxpayers, it's very difficult to communicate with IRS. For us, since we are licensed by IRS, it's a special line. It's a special department which work particular with enrolled agents. So it's still not easy to work with IRS, but we have some advantages.
Yes, right? Yeah, but so exactly. It's the fact that you know how to work with them and the things that they need, you can guide your clients to make sure that what the IRS needs is taken care of and in line, which is really, really terrific. I think that's fantastic. And is it true that you can actually, on some occasions, save folks as much as 80% off their tax bill? That's very exciting for people to realize that that is something that can happen potentially. What are the few quick things you could also mention that might be deductible? Would things like a trip to the spa or chiropractor be deductible?
Well, I don't think about like a spa could be deductible. I don't know. Maybe some cases, but chiropractor is definitely. But I give you one better. What about like your personal swimming pool? Sounds good?
Right.
Yes, it's possible. Yeah, and it's totally possible, and people missing that kind of thing because they don't know how to structure that. Sometimes people hear something like from coaches or tax accounting, like, it's possible to deduct swimming pool, but it's not so easy. It should be like step-by-step guidance from tax coach or tax accountant or as a tax professional who will help you to comply with the IRS requirements. You can't just deduct chiropractor just because you went there, or you can't deduct swimming pool expenses just because you have it. But we can help in most of cases to structure your business or structure your using of that swimming pool or going to chiropractor with all compliance, which is IRS required, and deduct that from your taxes. And yes, in some cases, it's possible to reduce tax bills to 80% from what you're paying currently. It's not for everything. On average, I would say, average person could save up to 30%. It's like, it's basically for everyone. It's very rare someone can't cut their tax bill, but it's not because there's no possibilities, because they already had probably good advisor, but it's very rare for now, especially for small businesses. Rich people, they have tax accountants, they have tax lawyers, they have everything, and basically it's expensive, but they have that money. What we are doing, like tax coaches for small businesses, we help people to do the same what rich people do, but for affordable cost. And it's basically, we are bringing even more value when you pay to us for our services, because you can save 80% of taxes. You pay us some fee, but basically it's 200, 300, 400, even more of return on your investment with tax coach, honestly. And it goes from 1 year to another year. We looked and adjust that. And for years, it's how you got to your financial independence.
Right, exactly. It's a good way to look at it, too, to present it that way. You've also said it's not just creating an individualized plan that counts. It's being able to follow it. Maybe you can share that part of that customer relationship.
Exactly. That's the biggest part. And I think many people who are trying to reach financial independence, create some wealth, and do something meaningful with their life, they have good ideas, they have all tools, but they all often lack of discipline. We all lack of discipline, honestly, and it's what's why we work in with coaches, we work with trainers, we work with someone who's going to help us to follow through. Because in the beginning of my career, like when I did strategy for people and I didn't follow, I did my job, right? I create strategy for them. I create whole plan. I wrote it down. It's like I explain everything. I gave them booklet. They went out with that booklet. Next year, they coming back to me. We didn't communicate whole year. And they came to the same, but the last time they left, they didn't do anything. Yeah, like, did you read what I wrote for you? Did you do that? No, I didn't. I had no time. So what's why discipline and behavior, it's very, very important. And constant communication and conversation is also important. So our clients have their personal coach who is at least a couple months have a conversation with taxpayer, and we look what was done, what wasn't done, and what we're supposed to do. And basically, sometimes it's so simple, like you forgot to pay your, I don't know, like some bill and you created some problem, or you forgot to what you're supposed to register something, or create manage your investments. We don't manage investments for people, but we help them to do that in time and with right advice. But they also could work with our financial advisor who can manage that investment for them. However, I prefer people who have their own determination and do everything by themselves, because it's usually like cheaper for them, especially if like we talk about FIRE people and other people who's trying to be frugal and save money to be retired early and live the life they want to.
Exactly. There's so many different variables and so many incredible things. There's installment agreements and different things you can do that some people might not even be aware of that are available, and you can let folks know and inform them about specific things that are there. You also talk about things like FIRE, F-I-R-E. Tell us about what that stands for, and you can really help people with their early retirement goals.
Yes, FIRE, it's an unofficial movement, but it gets popular several years ago. It stands for Financial Independence, Retire Earlier. And basically, when I was in my Master in Taxation program, when we studied retirement planning, we basically were talking about FIRE a lot. And FIRE has its own advantages, but it's not for everyone, Jim. It's like really difficult follow through, because that's exactly where people need that discipline. That's exactly that people who very frugal, who's saving on everything, and it's not for everyone. I personally can't follow FIRE principles, so based on that, I created my own path, and I created that elemental approach that could be more flexible than FIRE people. Plus, FIRE people, it's people who do it yourself people. They're trying to do everything by themselves. They don't go to the tax coaches. They don't go to the tax people at all, because they have guidance from community. They help each other, which is great, which is what I try to create also, community for other people who may follow FIRE or who may adjust that FIRE. FIRE shouldn't be very strict. So there's people who would have a different approach to that, but still reach the same goal like FIRE people. So this, like you mentioned before, like it's water element and the earth element and air element, and they are approaching their investment and strategy and taxation very differently. And what I would say about FIRE people, that's what's funny to listen when they communicate their goals and everything. They said, okay, I create my strategy. I calculate all my income and my expenses. We didn't take in calculation taxes, because they already like kind of taken from our paycheck, which is absolutely wrong approach. So they already like gave up on that taxes, you know, like they said like, oh, since they already taken, or we just don't take them in our review. And there, it's exactly where they're losing a lot of money. And why it's like I admire people who can do it yourself and read and follow through. Let's say you even don't want to like be involved with tax accounts as like a lot. But for first strategy, for first plan, you probably should come to us, and it's not so expensive as much as like a can help you to reach your goals. So I would recommend everyone at least even if you're like very, very knowledgeable person and ready to read and everything, there's still law changes very quickly, especially now because economic situation changes and many deductions were taken away from us, unfortunately. But some other law came in and some other advantages showed up. You may not just know about them, because it's not your job to know about that. I follow the laws. I follow the like IRS rules every time, and especially we like have requirements to do what continuing education. We up to date every time, and for us it's easy to tell you like maybe small advice which can make difference for you significantly, and you just don't know about that and didn't have time or opportunity to read about that. You can contact us to give you consultation. Some consultation even for free, but if you stay with us as our client, it's basically you communicate with us constantly and we're helping you to achieve your goal. And you can compare to what was last year and this year when you work with tax coach pretty much very fast. You would see like a quarter or two how you on the way to your goal and how it was last year. And if in the end of the year you didn't reach that goal, it's just like because you didn't communicate and didn't do what we said. Otherwise, I am guarantee you can reach your goals by the end of the year, cut the taxes, create some additional investments, buy whatever you wanted, make the purchase without getting yourself in a debt and a bad situation. And we are on every step with you to help you, like birth of your child, weddings, birthdays, unfortunately sometimes funeral. And we're helping to manage your expenses most effective way and most tax advantage way, first of all.
Yeah, which is so important. We've got only about 2 minutes left, but you do comparisons and analysis as well, especially if somebody thinks they already have a good tax plan.
Oh, yeah, of course. That we do, actually, if you already have a plan, we can compare and look. You know, when you diagnose with something bad, you're also, like, asking second opinion about doctors, correct, right? So, like, I would recommend every time to, like, get to another tax professional who could look, review, and compare what we can fix for if it's plan really good. Some people have already good plans. And it's good if they do, but second opinion is always important.
It's always important. And you're very personable as well, and you're very understanding, and, you know, you help people in such a beautiful way. I want to encourage folks, if you'd like to connect with a very special guest, Julia Gordon, you can go to AddJust, and then I'll spell this out, ACCT.com. And here's how you spell the entire website. Of course, it's www. And then it's AddJustACCT.com. You can also visit her on her LinkedIn profile as well. Julia, this was really fantastic. Appreciate all the very vital, impactful, and important suggestions, advice, expertise. You're obviously very, very knowledgeable about this, but you're also very personable and caring, and you really want to help people, and you're passionate about that. You've helped many over the years. I hope we get a chance to explore some more, maybe hear some case studies, testimonials, success stories down the line. But this was a real pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you.
Yes, thank you very, very much, Jim. I enjoy our conversation, and I hope we will have opportunity to talk more about that.
That would be a pleasure. Julia Gordon of AddJust Accounting joining us. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time. This time, till next time on Close Up Radio Live. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another extraordinary guest as well, right here live on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.